We're here with another episode of Fridge Roast. This is a fridge.
Yes.
Pretty fucking bad. I lost shit on here.
She thinks this fridge is great, but she couldn't be more wrong.
It's really quite garbage.
It's a shit fridge. Look at this little fucking nerd.
It's just gonna make you one of children she cares about. But also, yeah, if you're gonna do that, first of all, don't cut out around the head. That's maniac shit. We've got a pin that says, "I hope we can never afford a divorce."
What? She's also got just a magnet that says, "Music lessons."
Day, but it's not the whole flag, so it looks like it's like a Dominican flag. Not Dominican. One of those weird like countries like in the middle of nowhere that looks just like American
flag. Yeah, like Tonga or something. Yeah.
A Groundhog Day flag, which is important.
Yeah, that's
right next to the MLK Jr. Day flag.
I'm not loyal to this country, but I am loyal to its minor holidays.
Suspicious pies?
Oh, that I like.
Luscious pies.
Oh, I thought
that's not as fun.
All right.
Suspicious pies would be way better.
You like mind controlled me. I read suspicious of you.
It looks a lot like it.
Yeah.
Because that L.
Suscious.
Yeah.
Suscious. It looks like suscious.
Yeah, you know when you like read a word but you don't read it all the way? That's what she did with this fridge, where she like designed it but not all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This pie is sus.
It's important if you're going to have art on here to not only have the art itself, but also the runoff.
Right, right.
Which is equally, if not more, valuable, if you ask us.
Right, the art that God made.
It's the mistake art that we really like.
That's Pope John Paul drawing from heaven.
Yeah, dude. Pope John. She has not one, but two Pope John Paul II. In case you forgot what I'm a fan of.
Right, let's get some
footage
of that.
It's over here. I don't want to move it because it's holding up the Santa.
Where is it?
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
How could you miss? There's two of them.
I'm looking in the camera. What else we got? We got the other.
Got drink milk. Oh, there's stuff on the other side.
Yeah, we got.
Does she have this twice?
Oh, I don't know.
Confirmed. Twice.
Popes and alcoholism, both same level of importance.
Yeah. Both are so important that they need to be mentioned back to back.
Yeah. What does it say? What's a woman like me doing without a drink in her hand?
Yeah, I don't know. Trying to better your life?
She's also got three bottle openers.
I mean, God. Well, one of them is just festive. Antelope. More butterflies.
And then one recipe for just the how to reheat spanakopita or quiche.
Preheat, place pieces on greased baking sheet. Yeah, mini quiches. All right.
She needs that there permanent.
Right? You don't know how important mini quiches are in this woman's life, all right? You think if you have two popes, you're not going to have a lot of mini quiches? Yes, you are. Shut up, Andrew. This lady's got to figure it out.
All right, well, that about...
That's it, unless we go inside.
Oh, what is that, though? I gotta go roast this fucking poem here.
Oh, it's not even a poem. It's an I want list. It's someone's letter to Santa.
For Christmas.
I want a phone.
I want an iPod Nano.
MIDI Flex?
My
controller. I want Flex. Now Third.
Toy Story the Game for Wii.
Also, why would Santa leave his letter?
Right.
Loophole. Yeah. Figure it out if you want to... Keep your kids distracted.
She probably put that right up and then ruined his belief in Santa.
That's how I would do it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I don't think we can go inside. I think inside is a whole other adventure.
I mean, I kind of want to. Just let's get it quick. Because we got,
We're inside the fridge now, folks.
Okay, we got old tostadas.
Which, everyone knows is better after it's not eaten fresh.
Yeah, soggy tostadas.
Soggy tostadas.
Malta. We got some Malta. Some milk.
The biggest thing in here seems to be this thing
country
of butter.
Cock.
So, I thought it said country cock.
Country cock.
You know what? If there's anything these
Pepto-Bismol.
These Marias like, it's racist penis. Yeah. A big old bag of ice. More ice.
All right, we can cut this out. This
She just is in constant pain. So many different, like, races of people in here. Like the Filipino family, which they're gorgeous. This random brown boy, and then, but most of it is, it's mostly white people up front. which I'm sure is a message of society.
Right. Let me see the white
people. We'll involve them, but they're going to be on the side.
What else we got? She got the feminism, though. She
can do it.
She's a feminist, and she loves John Paul. It's a pretty rare combo.
That's never been heard of before.
Yeah.
I love the idea of just taking a picture, printing it, and just putting it on. It's just him and a rhino. It doesn't look happy. Rhino's obviously not alive, and it has a date.
The rhino looks happier than he does.
Yeah, he's fucking dead.
That B-roll, man.
It's all connected.
Okay, we'll just put it back.
Yeah.
Just in case.
So in case what? It's alarmed?
In case it breaks apart.
There we go. Oh, fuck, I fucked up his hair. Okay. My point is, you get to make this however you want, and they deliberately made it not happy.
Yeah.
Lion. At what point can you throw these away?
Yeah, happy birthday, Grandma.
But just so, like, bad ones, you know?
She's also got a photocopied dragon, like, fantasy art picture, which is interesting. What do you make of that?
I think she's just a big fan, and I think she also makes them. Like, she's a low-key computer designer.
Yeah.
And she just likes to show off her work, but not more than the finger painting by E-D-P-O, whatever it is.
E-Q?
Yes. Oh, that's a Q?
DJ, I don't know.
Well, it's close enough.
It's the worst finger painting art ever made.
Yeah. It should be burned.
Looks like someone took the multicolored shit and wiped it around.
And then she's like, this is actually beautiful.
Yeah.
The best.
Great.
Yeah. Well, that's another episode of Fridge Roast. What do you think of this fridge as comparison with...
I think we gave it the appropriate amount of roasting. It's one of the worst ones we've seen here. Yeah. And you know what? We did the best we can with the little that we had.
A lot of redundancy, a lot of ugly kids. I give it a 4 out of 10.
I think that's generous. Yeah. I'll stay nice. I'll give it a 3.2 out of 10. Yeah. I want to be meaner. Trust me. But it seems like life has already beat up this fridge enough.
I agree. Luis, what do you got to plug?
I am part of Caroline's March Madness. So on March 11th, I will be there doing 2 minutes. Please come out. The audience vote is all that counts. So go to that and any other dates I have at luislopezcomedy.com, and my Instagram is at luislopez is here, and that's all I got.
Awesome. And everyone else, please rate, review, and subscribe to Fake Podcast. So thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up? I'm Andrew Steiner. I'm here with Luis Lopez.
Hello.
And we're... Oh, my God, that's bad.
But yeah, who do you have winning this one?
What?
Who do you have winning this next fight?
I have Yoel.
Oh, really?
I have the upset. Hello, hello.
Hello, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. I'm talking. There we go. Hey, how are you?
All right. Beautiful.
Now we got it.
Luis Lopez, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
To Fake Podcast. Cheers.
Dude, I'm so excited to be here. And I'm so excited to have a seltzer. And talk about fights, potentially.
Me too, yeah. We can definitely talk about fights. Yeah, Yoel versus Adesanya's around the corner. This will probably be out next Monday, so people will already know.
So you guys know what's going on, what happened.
Yeah, well...
We can make predictions now, and then they'll think we're stupid.
Yeah, well, we have different... Well, they'll think one of us is stupid.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. I don't know. Well, Yoel isn't a bad pick. Is he the underdog, technically?
I haven't checked the odds, but I would think he would be.
Yeah.
The only reason I have Yoel is just he's so physically imposing, and I don't think Adesanya has faced anyone in MMA who's that, like, just strong.
Yeah, that's the thing with why he was going to face Costa, too.
Yeah.
Right? But then he got hurt, and then he was like, I'll fight this 48-year-old. And I'm like, I wouldn't. It's not. That seems like a good idea. Isn't it crazy how fucking old he is, too?
He's 42.
Yeah. He's probably older. He's Cuban.
Yeah.
You know how, like, no
birth
one...
Birth records.
Yeah, exactly. You know, do you follow boxing at all? You know who Luis Ortiz?
I know the name.
Yeah, people don't know how fucking old... He's supposedly, like, 40 also.
Yeah.
He looks like 61.
Holy shit.
But he's still, like, a savage. But yeah, I'm excited for the fights.
Why do you think Adesanya has it?
I don't know. I think he's just too hot right now. And, like, how easily he just, like, picked apart Whitaker, which I think... that wasn't the best Whittaker we've seen. Absolutely not. Right? Because he was just a lot of like lunging, very like, just like, ah, and it didn't obviously like translate. So, but how easily he like knocked him out. Yeah. And then just undefeated. He's got like this whole like mojo around him right now. And I think it might hold, especially with, I think Costa would be a better fight. But we'll see how that turns out. But yeah. I don't know, because I also think Romero won that fight.
Yeah, that was a tough fight to judge.
Yeah, but it wasn't. Nobody got robbed, I don't think. I just think. Speaking of robberies, dude, I was at March Madness. Yeah. Some people got fucked.
Wow.
Yeah. Because like.
Oh, they lost? You mean they got robbed in the. Are you in that?
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I got to the second round.
Hell yeah. Exciting. Congrats.
Thank you. I am. It sounds like I brought it up just to fucking brag about it. But.
You should, man. I didn't even know how to apply for it until this year. So
I only know it because I'm friends with Ray Gutz on Facebook.
Oh, nice.
And he was like in charge of it, and then he posted it. He got fired. But
Fired for posting that?
No, he got fired for other stuff that I don't really know what it is, but okay, yeah. People can speculate. We'll talk about it later. I followed him, and he was like, guys, send me an email. I was like, all right. And I sent him like three different emails because I sent him my tape, and then I got a better tape afterwards. So I sent him that. And then so he would definitely see that one. I replied to that one. I was like, oh, I don't know if you need a bio, but here's my bio. And then I sent him.
Smart.
Yeah, just to really bug him about it. And if I can, I don't know, I got in, so that's nice. And, but yeah, dude, some people got like kind of reamed on it because like someone was clearly funnier, but someone else either did like some like fucking, what's it called? I was watching one where this lady like sang. And like that's fine if you have like a punchline after, if it's something, you know, around it. But it was literally just like singing, like
I'm talented.
Exactly. I'm like, well, cool, but like this guy had better jokes, but the crowd's full of fucking morons. So they're like, singing. And then so she won that. And then like other people were, it was a whole thing. But I don't know. Maybe people think that about me. Maybe they think Nathan got robbed. Nathan Norton, very funny. I was very nervous.
Would you fight again?
Nathan Norton.
I don't know why I said fight. Yeah, not fighting.
Yeah, no. You're gonna hit him in the face if you win. Nathan Norton.
Okay.
Yeah, he's really funny.
I don't know, but yeah, no, it's a good lineup. There's a bunch of good people.
Yeah, I think he used to be stronger, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we do what we do.
Yeah. Was it always a submission process?
It was always submission, but this year they're not letting anyone that's in Caroline's do it.
Okay.
So if you're passed at the club, you can't do it.
Interesting.
Yeah, which is odd. And they're also, this is the first time where you can't repeat material round to round. So like the minute I just did, I can't do again for the next five rounds.
1 minute.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because it's 64 comics.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it can't be fucking two. That's 2 hour show.
That's too long.
Yeah, so.
It's more than 2 hours because you got to introduce everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and applause for everybody.
Half or dude, three.
That's a brutal one to watch because it's so long. And the 2 minute one isn't much better, but then you get to 16 and that's doable.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets better and better.
At 16, how many minutes are you doing?
At 16, you're doing five. So it goes 1, 2, 5, 7.
Okay.
And then the final four and the finals are the same day. So it used to be that you only needed 25 minutes because the semifinals was 10 and then the finals was 15.
Yeah.
But now the five that you do in the Sweet 16, you can't do again in the final or the final four or anything.
So you need how long?
40 minutes.
40 minutes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I've
done 45 like a few times, but it's like it's with a lot of bullshit in there.
Dude, and the thing is to get to the next one, you have to do like your best shit. Like, you can't, like, because if you do, like, something that you think is, like, you know, like B or something.
Yeah.
If the other guy brings A, you're stopped right there. So you have to do your best stuff. So you lose your best stuff the deeper you get into the tournament and the better the other comics get and the longer you have to do.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's really fucked up. So I'm just writing like a madman right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's annoying, but hopefully we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I hope you make it far. Hope you win.
Thank you. Me too. We'll see how it works out.
How old are you, by the way?
I'm 24.
Okay. What's the youngest a person has been who's won it?
I don't know. I think Napoleon won it 2 years ago, and Napoleon's not that old.
No.
Yeah. I think Norman won it when he was pretty young, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. Gary Veeder won it, but he's a little older of a guy. I don't know. It depends, but that'd be cool, being the youngest to win. I don't think it would be, but you never know.
Might.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else, man? So you're from Portland?
Yeah, yeah. Portland, Oregon. I grew up out there, and I came out here to go to NYU because I went to college, did that whole thing.
What'd you go for?
finance.
Okay.
It's so dumb. I don't know. Because I was like, all right, my thought process was basically when I was like in high school, yeah. I was like, I just want to be like far from here, right? Because I grew up on the West Coast. So I was like, all right, let's go to the East Coast. And I was always very like enamored by like the tri-state area. So I was like, all right, cool, let's go. And then I get into, you know, this school and they give me like a good financial aid package. So I'm like, lit, we're going. And then I get there and they're like, all right, cool. Like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, business. And they're like, cool, man. This is a business school. What do you want to like do here? I'm well, what's everybody else doing? And they're like, they're all doing finance. I'm like, lit, let's do that. So I did finance because that's a big like Wall Street school. So I did that to do that. And then I did it for a summer and then I hated it. And then I decided to do something else and I started comedy.
Wait, so did you get your degree in finance?
I did, yeah.
Holy shit.
But like the way that like career path works is between your junior and senior year, you go as like a summer analyst where it's basically the job for 3 months, right? And it's such a stupidly long job that's unnecessarily long. So you'd get there at like 9 and they'd leave at like 1.
1 a.m.?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Dude, so you would... My job was literally you get up, you go, and you don't do anything from like 9 to 9. You maybe make like some edits on some shit, but then you work when everybody else leaves. It's because they're like, I don't want to do this shit anymore. Here, you do this for the night, and then you do it, and then you go home, and then you get up, and then you come back. There's literally nothing horrible. Else. Dude, so it was just, I'm kind of glad I got to do that so early because it's... You make like a shit ton of money. Like in 10 weeks, I made $29,000.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was a ton, but you don't have time to do anything with it.
Right.
So I'm like, well, what's the fucking point? Right. Yeah. So then when I decided to not do that anymore and decided to start like doing this like a little bit more, turn up my volume. I talk. There you go. I'm loud again. All right. Sorry about that, everybody. If I was just ASMRing you for,
no, it was my fault.
Okay. No problem. Well, yeah, so now I'm more okay knowing that you could make a lot more, but you'd be way sadder. So I'm like, I'm okay being broke for a little longer and hopefully until something happens for me.
Yeah, man. I think you have a good chance of having something break for sure.
Thank you. That's very kind. Sorry, I'm drinking water.
No, it's all right. Yeah, man. It's comedy can be a grind. Dude, I wish I started earlier. Like,
when did you start?
Like when I was 26.
How old are you?
33. I'm old. Yeah. I'm an old man.
Nah, you look great. But you did it, 20. It's funny that 26 is considered like late
for comedy.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You know, because like I think the medium is probably like 20 to 22 or 23 mm-hmm. is like when a lot of people seem to start.
Well, I think it's getting earlier and earlier.
Yeah, but I don't think that's great. Like, I think I think if you start way earlier, the chances of you quitting, I think, are higher. Mm-hmm. I'm basing that off of nothing but like my own, because I'm trying to think of like myself. If I started at 19, I don't think I'd like be like just like ballsy enough to just keep doing it.
Right.
That's why when I hear like Nico White, mm-hmm. like he started when he was like 14 years old or something. Mm-hmm. That's insane to me.
It is crazy.
Like, there's no way I would have been able to do that. But like, it obviously worked out for him. He's fucking our age and he's doing all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I think earlier starts can sometimes be bad.
But I agree.
Sometimes it's really good too. It's the same way with like sports now. Mm-hmm. So you've seen like, I guess earlier in like the like 80s and 90s, people that would go pro would be like all sport athletes.
Yeah.
Like they'd do baseball, football, basketball, right? And now, like if you want to be like in the MLB, people are playing baseball all year round.
Which is arguably really bad.
Exactly. Scouts are like, you're not building like athleticism. You're right. Building a skill set, but you need to be an athlete, right? So it's... I'm not sure how that relates to comedy.
You need to be an athlete, and you also need to how to apply concepts broadly, you know, and adapt to new situations and have unique perspectives on the situation you're in. And if you have a very narrow base, it's impossible to do that.
And I think it just bleeds your, like, love for the game.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I think it's important in something like that to have some time off so you come back like, ah, dude, I forgot how much I really liked this,
yeah.
You know, 'cause I played baseball and football, and when baseball season came around, I'd be like, oh, shit, yeah, let's do this again. But, like, when you're in the middle of it, it's especially that game, it's so many games, right? Because you play, like, several times a week, every single week, and it's just like, ah, this kind of sucks. And that was at fucking high school level. That's nothing. I think baseball is the most underrated hard game to do because you play 162 games, and you're on the road for half of them. So you're just that's so much time.
Yeah.
And it's like easier physically on your body, I think, but I don't know if I can do all that, you know?
There's also a big mental component, right? There's a lot of strategy and reading things.
Yeah. And I think also just hitting a baseball is like statistically the hardest thing to do. Yeah. In sports.
Makes sense. I was the worst. I didn't make it very far in baseball, but Little League, I would just, when it was time to go play defense, I would go into the woods and hang out by myself.
Just leave the field?
And then when it was time to hit, I would just take big swings and dude, miss like 90% of the time.
Dude, I was such a dick. I wish I had, because like, you know how you'd like, they'd give you like signs and shit?
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time my coach gave me the sign for like bunt.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, nah.
I'm not a bunter. Exactly. I'm like, a home run hitter.
Exactly. I was like, I wish I had that confidence of me when I was just like, this will work out, coach. Trust me. And then just swing and a miss. And then it's like, well, you should have fucking bunted, huh? I was like, yeah. Well, I'm a child.
In a weird way, like looking back, bunting is kind of even more cool. It's like, I don't give a fuck. I don't even have to swing.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to make this. Okay, team first.
Yeah.
It's a weird sport.
So you were in Portland, the city proper?
No, and I was in a place called Oak Grove. It was like, 25 minutes outside of the city.
Okay.
So like my first job, I worked in Portland, but I went to school like in the suburbs and everything, and it was fine. Yeah.
Cool. I was there like 2 years ago, and it was all right.
Doing what?
Doing a bootleg ass comedy tour.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Wait, who'd you do it with? Just you?
Just myself. I drove literally from Toronto to Vancouver and then down the West Coast and then up to Colorado.
Where'd you perform?
Just a bunch of places. I don't know.
That's awesome.
I did one club weekend.
Oh, really? Which club?
I mean, I love this club. Let me not shit on them without saying that first.
Okay.
I actually would love to do this club again, and I was very grateful to do it. It's called Crickets. In Thunder Bay, Ontario.
That sounds dope.
Yeah.
What can you like describe it?
Let me describe it. Thunder Bay. First, let me describe Thunder Bay. It's kind of like almost the Detroit or the Milwaukee of Canada. It's just like there's a lot of alcoholism and crime for Canada. Not a lot of crime for America, but for Canada, there's a lot of crime.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of jaywalking and littering and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think there's drugs, a lot of drugs and alcohol, and I don't know.
Okay.
And it's kind of run down, bad reputation, but it's kind of coming up hipstery a little bit. And the club was in the basement of some building with a lot of crackheads and drunks walking around.
In the club?
No, outside.
Oh, okay.
But the guy who runs it, Chris, who's a very nice guy, he let me. Do you know Byron Sadiq?
I've heard the name.
He's a
New York guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know Byron.
Yeah, he's a good guy. But we were there together. So he said we could sleep in his place. You know, he wasn't gonna put us up in a hotel because I was just featuring and Byron was just a guest of mine. You know.
Okay.
And but it was very nice. He put us up in his house.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
But he put us up in his daughter's bunk beds, which is kind of weird.
Dude, that's so funny.
And then as soon as he picks us up, where does he pick us up from? I don't even remember. But he's like showing us around the grounds, and he shows us this van he has that he installed a stripper pole in.
In a van?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much could you possibly do?
I mean, I guess if you have little people,
strippers, that's maybe. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
That's my favorite.
And he shows us his grounds. He's got like a big backyard and there's a barn. And he's like, check out the cats. He's got like 100 cats in this
barn. In the barn?
He like puts out food and there's like a herd of cats comes
out. Oh my God.
But he's like a very sweet guy. He's like aunt apparently.
Doesn't mean he's not crazy.
I mean, he's a little crazy. He kept telling us like, oh, I got like 50 concussions. So every now and again, I'll just punch a wall. But he said his aunt died and she had all the cats and he didn't want to kill them all or let them all go. So he inherited them.
That's insane. Imagine having a whole like barn just for cats.
Yeah.
I wonder what that must be like. Dude, do you know cats kill like a billion birds a year or something? I
heard that. That's crazy. Isn't that
insane? It's too many birds. Cats are a nuisance. They should be taken out of.
But
anyway, how was the weekend?
It was fun. I had fun. This Australian guy was headlining, and he was nice. And the crowds were not big, but they were nice, and they liked my sense of humor, so I was happy.
It's good.
And paid, and Chris took us out for dinner. But the funny thing is, he was like, you can say whatever you want. You can be racist. You can talk about rape.
Okay.
Just don't mention the cats.
What a great line to draw.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so I was raping this dead baby. And have you guys seen his cats? He just cuts your mic off.
Get the fuck out of my club.
Yeah. Oh, that's somebody must have said something. And must have, like, fucked him up.
Must have roasted him about the cats.
Yeah.
Like, this crazy fuck.
Yeah, it's weird to me how, like, sensitive some, like, club owners are. Or, like, just people, like, in the industry. I'm like, you don't get it?
Well, he was also kind of a comic. I mean, he was a comic. He did.
That's even weirder.
Yeah.
How, like you know this is, like, what we, like, do. We just, like, shit on each other the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, chill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That means we like you.
Exactly. If I'm overly polite, I don't like you.
Mm-hmm. What else, man? So, Portland. I grew up in the West Coast a little bit, like 7 years in Seattle.
Oh, Seattle's not bad. Yeah, it's pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it up there. A lot of weird. One of their main things is the gum wall. Mm. I'm like, sure. Like,
is that your?
Oh, really?
No.
It's like I think it's like Space Needle. There's like some sort of museum or something. That everyone
Science
talks about.
Center. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the gum wall. It's like one of the most like visited things.
It's weird.
I mean, it's just dirty.
It's a lot of city. Homelessness in Northwest.
Yeah, there's a lot. It's I think there's a lot of homelessness like everywhere now.
I guess so, but I feel like the Northwest, LA, and New York and Colorado probably just the hippie hotspots are.
I get a lot. I totally understand being homeless in like California because you can be outside,
mm-hmm.
right? And I get being homeless in New York a little bit because it's like there's so many people. But like then, like everywhere else, I feel like you would want to like migrate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like out west.
Go west. Yeah. Go south.
South, yeah. That'd be even better.
Yeah, but it's a hard trip probably from Oregon to L.A.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's a fucking like 10-hour drive.
Yeah.
I can't imagine just hauling all your stuff with you.
And it's probably much harder to hop trains than it used to be.
Oh, I imagine. And it's just like, I don't know. There's a lot of plights I'm sure I don't know of. But, dude, I used to make that drive sometimes with my dad because we had a little, we had like a convenience store. And we would go down to LA to get like really cheap stuff because there's so many like Mexicans down there
mm-hmm.
that they had like a lot of like Mexican product.
Oh, cool.
Like, you know, blankets and like piñatas and all sorts of weird shit, like bulk things of like Jarritos, which is these little drink things.
Oh, I know those sodas.
Yeah, dude, they're so good. Anyway, and we go down there to get them and then we'd come back up in the van and it was just so long. Like, it was just brutal. I was like 10 or something and I was like, this is
funny. Did you drive past, I forgot. Salem? Is Salem on the way? Or did you take the coastal drive?
We took I-5.
Because I took the coast, and it was fucking gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But that's, you know, the scenic route.
It's the scenic route. But it's also, if you don't have air conditioning, it's the cool route.
Ah, that's smart. Yeah. I think we just went the fastest way possible. And we just, like, drive through the day. We'd pack up. We'd drive a little bit back, and we'd sleep in the van. And he would make me, like, this weird, like, bed. I would sleep on like Corona cases because they were nice. Flat and with a blanket, and then he'd just sleep in the driver's seat, and we'd just knock out for the night, and then we'd get up, and he'd just start driving again. I'd wake up and we'd be moving again. I was like, dude, take a fucking break.
Damn.
Yeah, it's intense.
Wait, so you were sleeping in the back seat or a pickup truck?
It was a cargo van, basically.
Cargo
so
van.
Those
oh,
like
okay.
white windowless vans.
Oh,
so
yeah.
When you stacked everything in there. The very front, so it'd be like the seats, right? And then right behind them would be like this weird makeshift bed. And then behind that, it would just be stacked to the roof.
Oh, that's dangerous, though.
Yeah, it's not
shit could fall on
you. Yeah, it's
crush you.
I mean, maybe the driving while I was asleep wasn't a great idea, but it was, you know, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Everything worked out.
I mean, it sounds like a good, not a good time, but like a memorable time. At least you spend time with your dad.
Yeah, exactly. That's something you at least get to, you know, chalk up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, did you ever stop in like Redwoods? No.
No, I want
no,
to.
No fun stops,
dude. not a fucking thing. We stopped because we did that drive a few times. Like I think 3 or 4 times we did it together, and we stopped once at like a Super 8 motel.
Oh.
And I was so happy. I was like, oh shit, like a bed. Like I was so happy. So but like. It was about, like, the efficiency of getting, like, there and back.
Yeah.
But I've still never been to, like, the Redwoods or, like, Crater Lake or anything like that. I want to go back just so I can do that shit around there.
It's fucking gorgeous. The Redwoods, like, right near the Oregon border,
mm-hmm.
are so beautiful, man. I slept in my car a lot, too, and on that trip. and I slept in the redwoods. Like, I just pulled off the side of the road and I slept like just like surrounded by giant trees.
That's so crazy.
It was
cool. That had to be like an experience.
It was. And I just woke up and I just took a piss on a redwood and wandered around, and it was,
you're just part of that tree's history now.
Yeah, man. It was beautiful.
That's crazy.
So wait, what was that like? Were you guys like the part of the Mexican community in Oregon?
There wasn't really like, first of all, like, no. And second of all, there wasn't that big of one anyway. So I grew up in Oak Grove, which was very heavily like just poor white people.
Okay.
And there was a little like Mexican community that like went to a church, and we went to the church in Spanish. So we had like those friends. And then there was like another place like an hour away that was called Woodburn. And that was like a very heavy, Latino population.
And they'd go all the way to your convenience store for shit?
No. That area, yeah, we had like little neighborhood things, right? But it wasn't like a big like group of them.
Right.
It's not like like Corona. You know how like Corona is very heavy, like Colombian and like a lot of Hispanics there? It wasn't anything like that was that concentrated. But there were just like some stragglers around. So if they like forgot something at like Costco or something, they'd be like, oh, let's go there, right? But even growing up, I wasn't very... I'm like pretty whitewashed, you know. So, sorry, just burped off mic. I blame the seltzer water. All right, let's blow right past that. I don't know, because they were just like, it was a different vibe in that they would eat certain foods, yeah. Right? Which I definitely like. I love Mexican food, but it's also like they would have something called like pozole and like tamales for like Christmas. And it was a very like Mexican Christmas, whereas my mom for some reason made it very like Americanized. So there were certain things she was trying to get us to be more like American.
Yeah.
And although like she's still like, we're all like obviously like very proud of like our culture, she definitely wanted us to assimilate at a faster velocity.
She wanted you to get a degree in finance.
Exactly. I fucking nailed it for her.
And then stop.
Exactly. There wasn't that big of a community anyway. And like a lot of my friends were like white, okay. Just because that's fucking who was around mostly, you know? And I also hate all other minorities.
Okay. Nice. So I didn't even tell you how this podcast works.
am I not supposed to say that I hate minorities?
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
No, the I'm just whole kidding. Thing is for you not to say that.
I'm just kidding. But it's called Fake Podcast. So basically, we have this podcast, and I tack this on at the end of the Fake Podcast.
Okay.
So we gotta come up with a topic, basically an idea for a podcast that is someone would do, but is pretty stupid.
Okay.
And then we got to figure out some kind of video that we can post on Instagram to promote our fake podcast.
Okay. There's a lot of elements to this.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So we got UFC in common. We got MMA in common.
Yeah.
We kind of have the West Coast in common. It doesn't have to be based in reality, though.
Okay. Now I'm stuck in reality. I had one idea for a podcast I can't ever actually do because I think it's just not going to work, but it's a great idea. So I had, I was on People's Podcast, and we were talking about whatever, and then somehow like we came up with the idea of comics like commenting on porn, but that's already a thing. That's Dave's old porn.
Right.
So then I was talking to somebody else, and they're like, what if we have only either gay comics or straight comics watch the other's porn?
Okay.
So I thought that'd be funny, but it's just completely like, I think it's a hate crime if you make a gay guy watch straight porn now. So like, that definitely won't work. But I don't have any other ideas.
Yeah, I don't want to watch gay porn. That sounds a little...
You don't actually have to do it, sir. Especially for the fake pod.
I mean, it would not be funny if we didn't do it.
That's true too.
We should do. I like the vein though. I like the idea you're going with. What if we review TikTok? No, that's already your mom's house. They basically do that.
Yeah, great big pod.
I love that podcast. Yeah.
All right. What can we review? Smut videos. We can't find those.
We could. I feel like someone already posted something about this on Facebook, like reviewing comedy reviews. Someone did that already.
Oh, Jamie Wolf. He wrote a review on a comedy review. It's very meta, very funny. Very funny guy.
What can we do that's not that, but is kind of in that vein? We could review food, something with food, something with MMA. We could, what if we reviewed MMA's training, MMA guys training? I'm trying to think. We could do this off mic. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. And oh, we'll does this stay on mic?
What?
You don't edit this awkward thinking part out?
I mean, if it was more entertaining than what we'd just done, I probably wouldn't, but
there we go.
Let's just stop.
Let's take this off.
Okay.
All right.